A lot of people find going to classical music concerts kind of intimidating. There's the set of rules that they don't necessarily know the answers to. So maybe we'll just run through a couple of things that some people may have questions about. And the big one, I think, is when do I clap?
Oh, yes. So I would imagine that the best time to clap is at the very end of a performance, that you wait until it's completed. Otherwise, truthfully, what can happen when someone has a solo part, or when, you know, the strings or the flutes wind up with something that's kind of highlighting them and the beautiful, beautiful sounds that they make. I think that what happens is if you start clapping in those moments when they've sort of finished their little highlight, that you're going to miss everything that's coming right after it. And you're not really being respectful of the players who are then joining back in. And so I think it's really important to wait until the very end.
So how do you feel about people pulling out their cell phone?
Absolute no-no. That's never going to be okay. It depends on the venue that you're in. I mean, I remember as a kid, one of my favorite times during the summer was Mozart Fest. So you're outside, big picnic blanket. We always had fried chicken and cherries and all kinds of yummy things to eat during it. And I loved that. But even I picture that happening today. And I would imagine that so many people would be much more tempted by their cell phones in that moment. People often think that making something more accessible means making it more casual. And then all of a sudden, the etiquette around it goes down a bit. It gets more casual as well. And I don't think cell phones are ever going to be one of those things that become acceptable during a classical music concert. I just think that it's not respectful to the players that are right in front of you. I don't think that it's respectful to the people that are around you. It's very different from a rock concert where people are holding up their phones and taking pictures and talking to each other. And it's a much, much more respectful environment in that way. Not that people in rock concerts are behaving badly. They aren't at all. That's the scene. That's what you do. You hoot, you holler, you get excited that way. At a classical music concert, it's a very different vibe. And it is a time where we're really trying to pay attention and absorb the music around us in a way that I find more people want fewer distractions. And that cell phone, even if you're checking a text message, the light goes off and it's shining bright in a dark space usually. And it's really drawing attention away from the performers and to you instead. And that's not a good thing.
How do you feel about bringing your kids?
This is such a tough question. It's such a tough debate. I think you really have to know your kids. I was very privileged to be able to attend Mozart Fest when I was a kid. And I thought that was such a great way for us to get exposed to beautiful classical music live. But I think that was the right venue for it. It's outdoors. There's fireworks at the end. It's, you know, it just lent itself more to children being able to move about. There were easy access to bring us over to, you know, other areas of the grounds if we were, you know, feeling restless, that sort of thing. I think it's a lot harder when you're sitting in the center of your row and your kid is getting very fidgety or maybe whiny, or you never know. I feel like kids get colds all the time and they start setting in, and then they're, you know, the poor kid is feeling so bad. And I just think there's so many things that can cause children to not want to just sit still and pay attention, that a 2-hour concert could be a really hard thing for them to get through. I might consider doing something where I bring them for a portion of it and then have a babysitter meet me or something so that they could then go home, but that they're getting the experience. I love the idea of making sure our kids get experiences in these venues because it helps them, A, gain an appreciation for something like classical music, but B, it allows them the experience and they'll know how to behave later on in life when they might attend these things for a business function or when their, you know, future fiance's parents are inviting them to go to something like this. They'll know what to do. So I love giving them exposure, but I really think you have to pick the right concert to bring them to.
So if you have to take a break mid-performance,
sure,
it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Which way do you face when you leave?
Oh, this is such a good question because everyone's like, well, on the one hand, I don't want my rear to be facing the person because they're only a couple inches. But on the other hand, it feels really awkward if the front of me is facing them.
And if you're looking them in the eye.
You only have, like, what, 3 or 4, sometimes 6 inches between you and the other person. And they don't know whether to stand up a little bit to give you more room or what to do. The best thing is actually to continue to face the performers. You never want to turn your back on the performers because that would be the most rude thing to do. So get as close to the seats, the row that's in front of you as possible. Scooch yourself over, you know, definitely do the, I'm so sorry, excuse me, I'm so sorry, excuse me. And edge your way out to the aisle. But hopefully you won't have to get up during the middle of the performance. But let's face it, that happens just when people are taking their seats. You know, if you're in the middle of that row and you showed up after a lot of the other people have sat down, you're going to have to cross over all of them to get to your seat. So always face the performers.
How late is too late to show up and come in?
The ushers will definitely let you know that. If you show up too late, they'll wait until, you know, a song is finished being performed. And then that's the time when they'll escort you to your seat. And then you can sneak in just before the next song starts up.
What should I put on if I'm thinking about heading out to a show?
I tend to think of anything that's in the classical realm as being a little dressier than your average night out to a concert at Nectar's. So I like it when I can feel confident putting on, you know, maybe a pair of sleek pants and a really pretty top or a great cocktail dress. If it is going to be black tie, if that is the general wear of those who attend the performance and you know this, then I would make an effort to wear a full-length gown or full-length dress. Or I would make sure that if it was knee length or shorter than full length, I would make sure that it was very beautiful, very well made, something that really would really fit the formality of the evening. I tend to think of performances where people are going to be on stage as very, very much so in the same vein as a wedding. It's their special moment. It's these people that we're supposed to be paying attention to. So if your attire is distracting from that, that's going to be a problem.
And what would you say to someone who wants to go to a classical concert but is worried about sticking out or doing the wrong thing?
You know, a lot of people wonder in that moment, like, okay, so who can I turn to? Maybe none of your friends have ever attended something like this. Maybe your parents weren't into that type of performance, but it's something you would really love to be a part of. I would call up the venue and I would say, listen, this is my first time attending something like this. I'd love to know just some of the norms or what's expected and, you know, how do most of your audience dress for this type of thing? Is it okay to get up? I mean, ask them. They would so much rather have someone who's informed coming in than have to be the usher coming and telling you to be quiet or put your cell phone away.
So do you think if the person next to me is talking or chatting or looking at their cell phone, mm-hmm, as a fellow audience member, what is my place? Can I shush them?
I think I think, you know, you can always kind of give that questioning look at first. But beyond that, I think it's really best to go and get an usher because you just never know who you're dealing with. This is a complete stranger. And we have heard horror tales of when people have said, hey, put your cell phone away or excuse me, you need to stop talking. It can get nasty very quickly. And that's going to be more of a disruption than the cell phone or the whispers ever were. So go get an usher, you know, excuse yourself for a moment. And let them handle it because you always want management to handle a situation like that.
Well, that's all the questions we have. Lizzie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a delight. And I really hope more people feel confident going to and experiencing wonderful classic music performances live.